Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Mbombela and Polokwane 16. The Hawks have arrested seven suspects for defrauding the South African Revenue Service over 600 million rand. The suspects are former and current SARS customs employees who allegedly pretended to have cleared exports from the Durban port to Lesotho. An investigation found that over 300 textile cargo transactions were cleared, but the consignments were not moved. Four women and three men were arrested in various provinces this week. Hawks spokesperson Zweli Mahobeledi.
The suspects will appear in the Ladybrand Magistrates Court on Monday, 10 June 2024, facing charges of fraud, money laundering, contravention of the Tax Administration Act, contravention of the Customs and Excise Act, and contravention of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act. The arrest of two outstanding wanted suspects is imminent.
Police in Gauteng have arrested eight suspects in an illicit makeshift laboratory in Alberton, Ekurhuleni, producing drugs worth millions of rands. Spokesperson Brenda Murudili says Johannesburg K9 members, accompanied by the National Counter-Narcotics Unit, executed a search warrant. They found large quantities of precursor chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment, and drugs.
Eight suspects are facing possible charges of dealing in drugs and contravening the Drugs and Drug Trafficking Act. They will be appearing in court soon.
Gauteng is celebrating 14 years of its existence since the first trip was made just before the 2010 FIFA World Cup. In 2010, on the 8th of June, the first Gautrain ride for commuters left Sandton Station for Oa Tambo International Airport. To date, Gautrain has completed approximately 192.8 million passenger trips. Spokesperson Alibi Modise.
A new dawn beckons for Gautrain with the current concession agreement between the Gauteng government and Mbombela coming to an end in 2026. The Gautrain Management Agency has already gone to the market to initiate bids for the next concessionaire.
Israel's army says it killed 17 militants in an airstrike on a UN school in central Gaza, raising its previous toll from 9. Thursday's Israeli strike hit a school operated by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, in central Gaza, where thousands of displaced people were sheltered. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. And finally, the United Nations World Oceans Day is focusing on inspiring action to protect marine life. The day creates awareness of the ocean's vital purpose for survival, producing 50% of the world's oxygen. UN General Assembly President Dennis Francis has raised concerns about the pollution and degradations of the oceans.
Oceans are our strongest allies against climate change, absorbing 25% of all carbon dioxide, making them the greatest carbon sink on the planet.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuus hier. Valke neem 7 in hegtenis vir bedrog teen SARS.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, calm down, calm down.
Music. Number 22.